Assalamualaikum guys. We're getting ready for the Jummah here. And mashallah, it's packed. As they say in Bosnia, ljudi se vraćaju Islam. People are coming back to the submission to the Creator, not the creation, the natural way. Are you? We're humbly trying, all of us. That's what Allah wants to see, the Creator wants to see, that we're making those steps, even if they're small ones, right? Start with the Jummah, and from there start praying, one time, two, three, four, all the way to five times a day. Allah don't need it, we need it. It's like you need food to eat. The soul, my friends, the soul, it needs that nourishment. And when we connect it to the Creator, everything is laid out in Islam. So we're going to be stopping everything we're doing to do the khutbah right now, do the Jummah right now, and we'll check in with you again later here from Bosnia, Bosnia. Assalamu alaikum.
You can do it, they can do it. People think I'm going to get religious, you know, when I get older. Mm-hmm. What advice do you have for people like that?
Like young people.
Young people who think Islam is something for, you know, when I get 50, 60, 70.
Are they sure they will get 50, 60, 70?
Do you hear that?
Are you sure they will get old and won't die tomorrow, next month?
What motivated you? At what age did you start practicing Islam?
22, 23.
Why? Why?
Hidayah.
Yeah?
Alhamdulillah.
Was there a point in your life that you were seeking purpose? You wanted to know like why you were created, what you were doing? Could you explain that to us?
I started asking some questions to myself. Long story.
Yeah.
I had some period of Jahiliya with youngsters here, and it didn't fulfill me. So I started asking myself questions. Is this all? Is this why I'm here? Is this the purpose of my life? So there were some questions like, man, there are Muslims around and you are not lucky, you are not like them. Why you call yourself a Muslim? So I started thinking, discovering. I was watching some movie or TV and it was a lie. Commercials are lie, medias. I started seeing lies everywhere, propaganda and everything. So alhamdulillah, Allah guided me, opened me a ways to learn Deen. We have a lot of sheikhs here.
How did Islam stand? There's so many religions. People think, okay, I'll just choose why I gotta be Muslim. Maybe I'll be some other religion, Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism. How can people know that Islam is the truth? What stuck out from Islam from the rest?
Our Lord is the perfect, and he wouldn't be perfect if he wouldn't give a perfect religion. So if there is any possibility of any doubt or any unlogical thing in this deen, it wouldn't be perfect. So only Islam is perfect 100%. Other religions have some things that are not helping.
There's contradictions, there's discrepancies, yeah. But that's a great point, and we'll end it on that. That if you worship a perfect creator, he has to send a perfect way of life, and you have perfection to the end in Islam. You have perfection to the max in Islam. You have a perfect God, you have a perfect way of life, and you found that in Islam.
And this is all just a game, and how come we are playing this game and we don't ask ourselves who programmed it, who created it, who designed it? SubhanAllah. That's my story. It's a longer one, but this is a summary.
And we just met this brother, Jazakallah Khair. Thank you.
Amen, yeah.
May the creator of the heavens and earth continue to bless you. Keep staying strong.
Absolutely.
So we just came out of the Jummah, and for our guests, people are wondering what I explained to you why we go to Jummah. We stop work and play, we go to thank the creator, we go to hear a short sermon about 20 to 30 minutes tops, and then we go ahead and pray. And then pretty much when people are like, what are they talking, what are they learning in the mosque, go visit a mosque, go. I mean, come on. I mean, you gotta, like, if you're inquisitive, you want to know, go knock on a Muslim masjid, a mosque, and say, can I sit in, can I listen? And I can just bring to, you know, I'm not going to sit here and go over, you know, 30 minutes of a talk, but in essence, what was being talked about today was about good character, right? Being a better human being, right? On a higher level of morality, you know, being kind and merciful to all of God's creation. You follow me? And there's one hadith that stood out that he had mentioned, the person, the khatib who was speaking. It talks about a man who, during the time of Prophet Muhammad, he came into a room, and then Prophet Muhammad said to his companions, this is a man of Jannah, the next man that comes through this door. And then second day, same thing. Third day, same thing. There's going to be a man who comes in, and the Prophet Muhammad is narrating this, and he said, this is a man of paradise. So then now look. One of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, very intelligent, he wanted to go collect some data, figure out, like, man, how can, if he's guaranteed paradise, how can I do what he's doing? You know, the guy's praying, he's fasting, getting up in the night and praying extra prayers. So he asked the man, he says, hey, can I, you know, spend a few days with you? And the man said, okay, sure. So he goes, to make a long, you know, story short, he basically observes what this man is doing. And he doesn't see him doing any extra deeds than what he does. He actually feels like he does more. So at the end, he's like, hey, can you, like, fill me in? The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said that you're a man of Jannah, etc., etc. And what is this that you're doing that's so special? And he was thinking, he goes, you know, the only thing that he could think of, besides the obligatory acts that he was doing, was that I go to bed and I don't have hatred towards anyone. Malice, envy, that jealousy when someone got something that you don't have, that creates this envy in some people. He didn't have any of that. He forgives all people who did him wrong before he goes to bed. And that's what we were learning. So how could people who learn such teachings be people who terrorize people? People who are not the kindest of people, people who are forgiving, who are taught these teachings. And that's all built on the foundation of pure monotheism. And that's what distinguishes Islam from all other ways of life, is that worship of the creator and not the creation, and the teachings of good manners, character, and all these things, the few that I had just mentioned with here. And that's what we were, in a nutshell, learning today on the khutbah. So now we can go back to work, go back to play, halal play, and enjoy our day here in Bosnia. You know, last week's show we had Nedim on, Hafiz Nedim. If you guys haven't watched it, make sure you tune in. And we're going to have the extended version coming up soon. We just had the preview of it, real short. But he was telling me now, the gentleman behind us, right over here, he's the person from Dubice,
yes,
who actually gave you da'wah,
yes,
to help call you,
yes,
you know, to Islam.
Yes.
And what were you saying about him?
He has a very interesting life story.
Yeah.
He is married to a Swedish woman, Linda, who converted to Islam.
Uh-huh.
And he has three children with her, three sons, Adam, Yaqub, and Yusuf.
Yeah.
and his entire life is devoted basically to Islam. And he has, when they married, she took a mehr. Her dowry was to that her husband teaches her Islam until the rest of her life, for the rest of her life. Wow. That's one interesting and beautiful mehr. She didn't want money, she didn't want houses.
Where some people for a mehr, they want $100,000,
yes,
$500,000.
Yes.
She was like, teach me deen.
Yes, teach me deen. For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life.
And he says,
woman, we could take a great example from that, huh?
Yes.
Get a righteous husband, a good character, with good deen, so you can teach your deen, so you can connect you with your creator.
And he says, Mirsad says, every day I give my wife a small portion of her mehr. Uh-huh. Every day I read, I write about Islam, I learn something new, and I tell that to my wife. And I'm wondering, for example, he lives in my hometown, Bosanska Dubica, and he is the guy who, when I came back to the mosque, he was the first guy to come up to me. He brought me to his house. I learned first, my first contact with Arabic and books was from Mirsad. He brought me to the Islamic faculty in Bihać. And he was like a second father to me, because I grew up with only my mother.
Yeah.
And he was the guy who helped me a lot in my life. And he has a great, really great story. And another thing which is interesting about this, about Mirsad, is that his father was basically had a problem with alcohol. He was so far from deen, from religion. And Mirsad gave dawah to his father. And the father was very arrogant, very rude. He didn't want anything to hear from Mirsad.
Yeah.
And Allah changed the heart of the father. And the father came back to the deen. Also, they are together now. And you know, a small town like Bosanska Dubica, which is located in the Republic of Srpska, you know, there is a minority of Muslims, around 500 Muslims, and 20 and more thousand Serbs. And very few people go to mosque. But Mirsad and his father Vasil, every day and every waqt, they go to masjid and they pray in masjid. Even if it's snow, if it's rainy, if it's minus 30 or plus 30, they are in the mosque every single day. That's the most extraordinary thing I remember about Mirsad and his father. His father now has over 80 years, but every day he reads Quran, every day he reads books. He came back to Islam when he was 60 or more years, basically in his pension. When he went into his pension, he was brought to deen, and every single day an old man rides his bike and he goes to the mosque and he prays, and such a wonderful example. But Mirsad is so he's a modest guy. He is very shy.
Yeah. But that's the importance now of sharing. If you care, you share. He shared the information with you, right?
Yes.
We can't change the hearts. We plant the seeds.
Yes.
The Creator is the one who makes them grow.
Yes.
So he planted the seeds. He encouraged you. He motivates you.
Yes.
And you ended up memorizing the Quran. You're living Islam, praying five times a day. You have a connection with your Lord, and you're living life the way you're created to live it.
Yes. Yes.
All because someone actually cared and they shared.
Yes. Basically, this is the guy who cared, but not only about me, but a lot of people. He brought the light of Islam to many people. He's an example for me and basically everyone else. We have opportunities, we have knowledge, we have something that many people don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And we must use that to gain good deeds and to gain rewards in this life and in the akhir. And we have to use what we have and be the best example of Islam.
Yeah.
When I saw Mirsad and his family and his wife and his children, you know what I thought to myself? I thought to myself, I want to live the life like this guy lives.
Yeah.
I want that kind of life. I want that kind of family. I want that kind of I remember I used to go to him, to his house, just to watch how he lives. Just to watch how he lives. And when he was after Sabah, you know, he prays Sabah at masjid, at mosque, he comes back home and immediately he opens the books and he makes tea, makes coffee, warm coffee, and he reads Quran, reads books, and until he goes to job, he reads, he memorizes, he thinks about Islam, he remembers Allah. That was, when I saw that, that was, subhanAllah, that was so beautiful that I thought to myself, I want this. I want to have a life like this. I want to have a family like this. And this is the example how Muslims should live. When other people see us, they have to think to themselves, I want to live like this guy lives. I want to live a life like this. I want to have family like this. And to be happy like this. Basically, when you see a guy who is happy like this, why? I want happiness also. Yeah.
And that's all based off the example of the last and final Messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, who said, the best of you are those who have the best manners and character. And we'll end on this ayah from the Quran. It reminds me, kuntum khayra ummatin
ukhrijat lin nasi ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah.
Can you translate that in Bosnian? And we'll,
you are the best nation, that you are the best ummah that came to this earth. You order what is good, and you prohibit that is what is bad. And you believe in Allah.
So it comes with responsibility.
Yes.
You invite people to goodness.
Yes.
You try your best to advise them against all that evil.
Yes.
But it's a responsibility.
Yes.
As soon as we stop doing that, we lose that status that the Creator gave us.
Yes.
Thank you again, and we look forward. It's coming soon. The extended show with Hafiz Nadeem here. Assalamu alaikum.